Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so Sean here was listening to The Burt Show maybe last week and is like, oh, no. I am not going to let this one go. And I believe it was right after Kristen brought her list in on the things Gen Zers were saying about boomers, right? Like the stereotypical jokes they were making about boomers.
Yeah, I found a list of things Gen Z finds annoying about boomers. And it was like just a laundry list of things boomers do. And we read the list and we had fun with it and moved on. However, later that day, I got this email. Kristen, first, you'll never find a more loyal or a longtime listener than me. I started listening to The Burt Show some 6 months after it started.
Damn.
And have been with you ever since.
That's when it really sucked. Yeah. Super bad.
I debated whether or not to write about this and decided I had to because of my fondness for and association with the boomer generation.
We have to define what a boomer is, too, because, I mean, Abby was referring to boomers as 36 last week.
He's 32, and he has no social media, which I feel like qualifies him for AARP.
So it's not even an age thing. If you don't have social media, you're a boomer.
If you're out of touch.
Do we have an intern here? Can they break down the ages of the generations?
What a boomer exactly is. Okay.
Because, yeah. I mean, yeah, I think boomers are in their 50s and 60s, I think.
Yeah.
So a few days ago, a list was read about the things that boomers do that aggravate the younger people. I found myself getting mad at the perceived contempt, possibly not founded, that I felt as the list was read. However, no one made any attempt to ask themselves why. Why do boomers not like paying bills online? Why do they make jokes about distressed clothing? Why do they text slowly? It boils down to some simple issues. Their parents, scarcity, tangibility, and technology. Their parents came up through the Great Depression, a time when things really had to be taken care of because they were not, for most people, easily replaced. Take the world around you and reduce everything you can see, save your physical family, and reduce it by 40 to 60% or more. Everything, houses, cars, grocery stores, clothes in your closet. I mean everything. And then you might have some idea of what boomers were brought up in. For their parents, it was even worse. Look at pictures of mass groups of peoples in the 50s, 60s, and 70s and count the overweight individuals. Even food was as prevalent. As for technology, it has progressed faster and further in the last 60 years than at any point in human history, and boomers lived through it. This generation counts it all as normal. The examples of how we wouldn't function if the power went out for a long period are endless. I could go on, but I'll end with this. Take everything from that list and run it through the filters of, was it scarce for boomers? Was it tangible? And has it increased due to technology? Maybe then you'll understand where boomers are coming from. Much love, Superman Peacock. P.S. Stick around long enough and someone will have a list about what aggravates them about us because we're old.
All right. First of all, I don't disagree with a lot of what he's saying, but the irony here is this is the most boomer thing that I think I've ever heard.
100%.
Is that the boomer getting upset by the Gen Z criticisms of boomers and writing an email about it is a very boomer thing to do.
It's the electronic get off my lawn.
Well, Superman Peacock is on the line.
Okay, oh. Here is Sean. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Bert, what's happening, big guy?
You tell me, man. You heard this list and you're like, where do I even start with these kids?
Okay, first of all, Gen Z couldn't find their way out of a bathroom if the power went out without GPS, okay? I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, really. I mean, you walk around, you see them, they got these earbuds glued in their ears, and if someone said, hey, get out of the way, they're dead. I mean, it's over at that point. So, I mean, come on, man. I'm not a boomer. I'm 50, but I'm not a boomer.
Huh?
Boomers are 60 to 70.
Okay.
But I associate with a lot of those people, and you have to understand, they have to touch it because it wasn't prevalent in their day. 2 days after that list was read, I'm sitting at a table at my father-in-law's house, who is 65, and my niece is saying, I had to take Popo to the Verizon store to pay his bill with a check. Oh, my God. I'm like, really, dude? I mean, he just wants to pay his bills. But they had to touch it. It had to be there. Because back then, you couldn't replace it. There was no Walmart. There was no Costco. You had to work for it, and you had to take care of it. That's why when you see somebody who looks like they ran their pants through a lawnmower, you're going, oh, my God, throw that away. It doesn't work anymore.
I think that every generation's parents have always said that the generation of their kids is soft. What's happening to the world? Look how easy they have it. If they lived in our generation, they'd never make it. I don't think this is any different than what's happened over all of time.
Not at all. But you have to admit that this generation believes their ease of access to information makes them smarter. I mean, if that were true, every librarian in the history of the world would be a genius. So, I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. But then again, I'm 50. I look at some kid wearing a Led Zeppelin t-shirt and say, hey, can you name the lead singer? Oh, it just looks cool. I'm just saying.
He would say either Led or Zeppelin. All right, Sean, you have been heard, friend.
My friend, much love. Hope to see you down the road sometime.
You take it easy, okay?
All right, bro.
Bye now.
The Burt Show.